Hello world, welcome to the Slightly Interesting Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Douglas. This is episode one of the Slightly Interesting Podcast, and today we have a very lackluster guest. He's not my preferred guest, especially for the first episode, but he'll do. His name is Zach Douglas, aka my brother. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, I'm Zach Douglas, Drew's brother.
Now, the reason this podcast isn't called Very Interesting is because of people like him. He is a very, very, very slightly interesting human being. But he'll have to do... Fucking A. There he goes, just messing everything up. I want to warn everyone in the beginning of this podcast journey that it is uncensored and unfiltered, and I want no one to be upset about the things that are said in this. I don't want any backlash about things that are said in this, nor do I want any confrontation from things that are said in this. I want everyone to listen to this with an open mind, because as I record this, I have an open mind. But yeah, this is the pilot episode. I'm sure no one's going to watch this, so I'm just talking to myself at this point. And it's even more weird that my brother's here listening to it. I feel like a psychopath, trapped in my own mind. Anyways, let's talk about people being trapped in their own mind. In the recent uproar of mental health issues, Zach, what do you think is the best option for people?
As in, are you talking about like the mass shootings?
No, not really. I'm just talking about that. I mean, that does play a part in what I'm talking about, but I'm more talking about just people in mental health in general. Because me sitting here talking basically to myself with an intended audience of nobody, I feel slightly crazy. How do you feel about it?
I think you're a psychopath.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. The mental health epidemic is on the uprise. I don't have any stats because this podcast is very, very, very poorly ran. I don't even know how to do this at all. I'm just kind of talking. But yeah, I definitely think that people don't want to admit that they have problems, and instead they hide their problems in social media and other things. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. Social media is just it's what I'm looking for.
A crutch.
No, it's the way that people portray their lives on social media is fake.
Well said. I had someone once tell me that it's not social media's fault, it's the ideals and morals the people that use social media have. For example, I'm not going to use myself in this because I don't have social media. But let's use Zach here. Zach has been raised on good morals and strong ideals that money, flashy things, this, that, and the other aren't important. And what's really important is spending your time wisely with people that you love. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes.
Zach, this isn't an interview. Just, you're free. Anyways. Someone once told me that I told him that Instagram and Twitter and all these social medias are poison because everyone looks at it and they see that Becca is in Hawaii and they're just sitting on their phone at home and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I was Becca. I wish I was, you know, I wish my life was different. Then they start thinking these negative thoughts and then eventually that leads to them imploding and just blowing up. What the person said to me is that it's not Instagram's fault. It's the person that is looking at Becca's post and saying, like, instead of saying, yeah, that's awesome for her, but I'm content with my life, they're thinking, wow, I my life is so shitty and it could be so much better, instead of just being happy with where they're at. And that's really the main thing with that. Care to add anything else?
Yeah, well, like social media, starting out, when we have MySpace.
Yeah.
It was just you.
It was shared almost music. Like
you shared music, and you kind of just. It was more like a, I would say, almost like a flirting date, like.
A little dating site.
Flirting, dating.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing now with, you know, everyone sliding now into DMs. You know how fake these relationships are now?
Oh, the catfish and shit.
Not even that. I mean, you see it on a daily. When's it? I mean,
well, that's one thing. Fucking catfish. How do you get catfished?
There's a lot of ways to get catfished. I could post myself as some sexy guy and fucking.
But I'm saying on the other end, like, how stupid do you have to be? You don't get Snapchat. You don't get
not stupid at all.
I disagree.
No.
I disagree.
No, people are smart and they fucking get catfished.
So why don't you FaceTime someone?
You've seen the catfish episodes.
Yeah, and
they're fucking, they want to make it special, and this person.
So you wait 5 years?
This person.
You wait 5 years before actually seeing them?
Yeah. These people are deceptive. This goes back to the mental health thing. People are crazy and they fucking are deceptive and. Very, very, they're good at altering your motives and changing the way you think about things. They'll tell you things that just you'll believe 100%, and you literally just fucking you'll be such an awe.
I got the best dick ever.
No, fucking, I love you so much. You know, I can't wait to finally see you. And like these person, it's like the chase. It's the whole.
Well, that brings it back to social media. They want that.
It's the whole concept of the chase, of like when you start talking to a girl, you think she's fucking the best thing since sliced bread.
You know who you're talking about, right?
Who?
Austin.
Oh well, yeah. That's a whole nother. I'll bring him on this show. He's gonna be the co-host because he's very intellectual. Yeah, but that's it. That's everybody. Everybody's in it for the chase. It's the same thing with social media. If you're even, I'd even argue that you're even more into the chase when you just meet someone on social media.
Oh yeah.
Because you haven't seen them. You haven't seen their flaws. All you see is
they're
pretty much perfect.
Life.
Yeah, it's pretty much perfection.
It's what you want people to see.
Yeah, exactly. You ever seen that show American Vandal?
No.
It's pretty good. You should watch it. It's pretty much this. This person catfishes like 5 people, and they make them do all these crimes at the school, and then everyone like is trying to figure out this crime thing. It's pretty fucking cool.
But there's. Social media is good in the aspect if you're promoting yourself as a business and all that.
Yeah.
People make fucking bank off social media.
Yeah, you see these Instagram models?
Fuck yeah. Like, I mean, I fall on social media
now.
Don't
incriminate yourself.
What do you mean incriminate myself? What, I can't fucking tell you who I follow?
This podcast is going to be
I'm saying
broadcasted on many different platforms.
I'm saying in general terms, I follow like football stuff, sports related stuff, fucking workout stuff. I only follow all my other friends, but it's like I don't go chasing after that perfect. I never once am like, damn, I wish I was fucking there.
Yeah. You'd be surprised though, people think that.
And that's like the whole thing with like when you go places, you want people to wish that you were there.
You know when we went to Cabo, I took 2 pictures?
I don't think I posted one.
I didn't put. Well, obviously I can't post anything, but I took 2 pictures in total.
Last picture I posted, I wasn't even on the camera. Happy Father's Day. You tell me if I give a fuck about my social media.
God, it's a sick picture.
Thank you. I thought it was a sick picture. not even in it.
That thing is sick.
Just a good little picture. Supporting my friend.
Does he have a...
I don't know.
Does he have anything coming out like that I could get?
I have a shirt. I just got one.
Oh, fuck. Can I get a shirt or something? Fuck.
Ask him. Wait, you tell me. Do I give a fuck right there? About my social media?
No, yeah. Anyways, if you guys are listening... Oh, I could tell you don't give a fuck because you're following more people than follow you. That's what I appreciate. If you're wondering, Zach's social media, Instagram, Zachy_D1. That's Zachy_D1. Let's get him some more followers because it's kind of embarrassing.
I won't let you follow me because, look, you follow requests.
You got ho- you got hoes, huh?
Look at how many
Jesus
people.
Jesus Christ.
How do I go through this shit? I prefer. Fuck. Hold on, I'll show you. Let me get this. Settings.
Where's blocked? You got people blocked?
Fuck yeah.
For what reason?
Just because I don't want... And it's people I know. some for other reasons that we don't know, need to answer. But some are like people I know. I'm just like, I don't fucking know what to follow me.
Holy hellfire.
I know some of them.
It seems like you have an issue.
No, I don't.
What's up with that guy?
I don't know. Well, no, it's because they followed me and I couldn't... And I'm like, okay, I don't... It's when I used to care about how many followers I had and all that. And then I, like, saw all these people. I'm like, I don't fucking know half these people. So I blocked them. I'm like, I don't want them knowing what I'm doing.
Fair enough. God, that's an ungodly amount of blocks. Why don't you just put your thing private?
I do it now. It is. That's why I have
so
all
the
these
private
follow
and
requests.
Blocks? So there's, like, a double...
And I don't accept these or decline these because if I decline it, they can just request me again. So I'm like, all right, I'll just leave them in here.
Fuck. Maybe I do need an Instagram or Snapchat. I still have a Snapchat. I just delete the app. I'm like a girl. I'm like a 19-year-old girl with my Snapchat. I go back and forth between deleting it and not. Do you have videos from Cabo? Did Lacey send you the videos?
Might be in like...
I think it was an animal. I just want to see that night at Squid Row.
Yeah, I took that video.
Jesus. God, I look good. Oh, yeah. That was that...
Look at my stupid ass.
God, you look fucking awful. What an idiot. This dad sleeping outside. Man, Cabo was a... He's tired. Did he wake up eventually?
You haven't seen this video?
You good? Just sing horses. Sing horses? Yeah, yeah. Just sing it, yeah.
That man was fucked up. It was fucked.
This man.
Oh, this is
so embarrassing.
Beyond idiotic. I can't wait to bring Austin on this. Jeez, the whole crowd's watching him too, huh? If you can't see, this is our friend Austin doing dizzy bat and falling multiple times and just everyone loves it. Oh, dude, this is the worst. Oh, fuck.
And he loves the attention.
No fucking way. How did he go all the way over there? And he's still roped. He still ripped
it,
though.
No one decided to catch it. Look at Lacey.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude. This is fucked up.
Look at Lacey. Lacey's right there.
Man, dude, how look at that guy, like, completely dodged him.
Oh, time to watch his face though. Look at.
Boom.
Look, he's like, he kind of like realizes, like, fuck, bro, that kind of hurt. And then he gets up, sees him going, yeah.
This is a crackhead.
Boy. That's the, bro.
he's doing the.
Oh, that girl put out a hand.
Zombie.
That girl put out a hand. You don't see it, but he bangs his head.
Oh my god. This is. Jesus.
I was so embarrassed.
I would be too. Now this is even more embarrassing. We're going to end this podcast here and just watch some videos. Tune in next time when we have a slightly more interesting guest. Thank you, everyone.